In our parasha, we read the parasha of Krishma, one of the parashas of the Krishma that we say every day. The pasuk says, "Vayim shmoi tishma mitzasai, asha anochim tzaveschem hayoim, la'avas Hashem alkechem lo'avdoi b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem." And Rashi explains, "Lo'avdoi b'chol levavchem," quoting the Gemara Masechta Tainus, that based on an aleph, "Ezu yavodish shebelev." What is considered avodah shebelev? Zuit tefila. I saw that Rav Gamliel Rabinovitz Shlita in his Sefer Tiva Torah explains that the pasuk is teaching us a guarantee. Ulavda b'chol avchem. If a Jew does ulavda b'chol avchem, which, as we just explained, means tefila. If a Jew does tefila, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us that we will have parnasa. Not only will we have parnasa, but everything that we look for in life, we will have. And he explains what is the power of tefillah. He says, first of all, when one thinks of tefillah, one has to think in terms of being mispallel, as is required. That means to have kavana, to be careful, to say every word of the tefillah, to answer amen, and of course, to be mespalat tefillah b'tzibur with a minyan, as the pasuk itself implies, because the pasuk says, "L'avdei b'chol levavchem," and it's said b'loshen rabim, to teach us that tefillah, proper tefillah, has to be said b'tzibur. So he goes on to teach us that when one does daven in the proper fashion, that he accomplishes two things. Number one, by davening tefillah, one becomes closer to Hashem. And the second thing that he accomplishes, as we said earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears and listens to our tefillahs, and then v'nasati b'tar atzchem b'itoy, Yoira Malkosh, Vasafta Duganech Vasrosh Vitzurechem, Nasati Esa Besat, Matech Vachata Savata. All the brachas that one can ask for in Gashmias will be fulfilled. But actually, this concept of tefillah and connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually taught in another place in our parasha as well. The pasuk says, Vata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyl Mimach, Ki'im lira. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos Daf Laman Aleph Amabei says, Amar Rabbi Yochim Shem Rabbi Lozer, Ein loy la Kadosh Baruch Hu b'lamoy, Ela oitza shiyiris shemayim b'vad. The only thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu has and needs, kav yochel, is yiris shemayim. As the Pasuk says, V'ati yisam ma Hashem elokech ha-shar limach, what is the only thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks of us? Kiyim lira. And the Gemara and Masech de Menachos teaches us, Mem Gimel Mebeis, Al Tikri Ma Elameya, the halacha shechayev Adam Levarech, a person has to say every day, Meya Brachas. So there are two questions. One question is that what is the connection between the Meya Brachas, the 100 Brachas that we're required to recite every day, and Yiras Shemayim? And moreover, what is the purpose of saying 100 brachas every day? Rav Saul Salanter, on the pasuk of Yedata Yoyim Veshivos Alolavecha, Ke Hashem Ulekim Veshmaim Ma'al Oros Metachas Ein Oid, says that the physical difference between the mind and the heart of a human being is, of course, not very great. But the spiritual difference between knowing something in your mind and feeling it in your heart could be bigger and further than the distance from earth, Shemayim Va'aretz. And he says, what is the way that we could connect the mayach, the mind and the lev and the heart? He says, by constantly reviewing, by making certain facts so frequent and so common that that becomes something that is obvious to us. The Mesil Shisharim in his Hagdama says, Avata'elis yoytze min ha-chazara lov ha-asmada, the benefit from doing, from repeating things, ki yiskru lo yadvar me'elam ha-nishkochim ne'odim b'teva. By reviewing certain facts, it helps us remember things that we might forget. And it causes us to remember things that we might have forgotten. And that's what he says is pshat in this pasuk and the answer to our questions. By us saying 100 brachas every day, 100 times every day we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, recognizing and realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our life and in the world. By that constant reminder and review, that brings us, that's why Hashem wants us to do it so often, because that is the way that we will remember and come to the recognition of who Hashem is and come to the recognition of Yerushalayim, which, as we said a few moments ago, is really what tefillah is about. We can tefillah connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But on this very pasuk of Ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimach Ki Im Liras Hashem Elokecha, the Gemara and Masechta Brachos Taflam Gimel Amabeis ask Ki Im Lira. The wording seems to imply that it's nothing major that we're being asked of. Ki Im Lira, only Yerushalayim. So ask the Gemara, Oto Yerushalayim Milsa Zutrasihi, is Yerushalayim something insignificant? And the Gemara says, in the Gabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was addressing Moshe Rabbeinu. When we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim is not that significant. And of course, the question is, if by Moshe Rabbeinu it's not that significant, what does that have to do with us? So the Das Sofer says that the Pasuk says, V'ata Tetzava, and the Pasuk usually uses the words, Tzav Es B'nei Yisrael. So the Das Sofer quotes the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayelech, that says, Vayelech Moshe, Ein Vayelech El Loshen Tachacham. Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelech, when somebody watched and observed Moshe Rabbeinu, then he was able, Tachacha, that gave him the proper Musar, and that gave him the proper guidance of how he should live. And that's the same Pshat, V'ata Tetzava. You, by the way you serve Hashem, that will cause that everyone else will also be Shem and Zayisach, will be pure oil in their avodas Hashem. So he says, and the pasuk says in Tehillim regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'tachasreyu mi'at malakim." Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, almost reached the 50th of the Shari Bina that are in the world. And what the Pasuk and the Gemara mean to teach us is that in Legaba Moshe Milsa Zitrasahi, when we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim was insignificant, and therefore all the people who lived with Moshe Rabbeinu and observed Moshe Rabbeinu's Yerushalayim were also able to become infused with Yerushalayim. But the question now is, it's a beautiful pshat, in the Pasuk, and in the Gemara. But what does that help us for we who don't live with Moshe Rabbeinu and don't have the opportunity and the privilege of observing Moshe Rabbeinu? So how do we understand the Pasuk? And maybe that's what the Gemara comes to tell us. Yes, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the way they were able to reach the proper level of Yerushalayim was by observing Moshe Rabbeinu. We, who don't have that privilege, tells us the Pasuk and tells us the Gemara, we'll give you a different way how to reach Yerushalayim. May a brachas. Say 100 brachas every day, and that is going to also be a way for us to reach the level of Yerushalayim, as we quoted the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, the only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and seeks in our world is Yiras Shamayim Bovad.